Looks like a soft landing with lower inflation, stock market up again. And we bring in our great pal John Carney, Breitbart News Editor of Economics and Finance, and co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest, which is a must-read daily. So, John, what if we aren't landing at all? Okay, I got it. Reasonably good number. I mean, by the way, the Atlanta Fed had it. They had right on the money, 2.4% for GDP. I just want to note that for future reference or past reference or something. But what's your take on this story? Because, let's see, I was off last night, but Robert Heller was on, former Fed governor. He still sees a double-dip recession. The first dip was in the first half of last year. He thinks third or fourth quarter, we're still in trouble. What do you think?
I think we are still in trouble. We're growing. Look, 2.4% growth in the second quarter, an acceleration from the already, you know, stronger than people thought it was going to be, 2% in the first quarter, doesn't speak to me of a economy that's going to be able to bring inflation down from where it is, say, 3% now, really higher at 4%. If you look, you know, beyond the headlines, then I don't think we're going to get it down to 2% if we're growing at, you know, above trend. So what I think ends up happening is the Fed is going to realize that they're going to have to tighten more. That will push us into a recession. Does it happen third quarter? It doesn't look like it's happening to me in the third quarter. I went out to, you know, to see that, to have a bite to eat the other night, and the restaurant was packed. You know, people are out, they're spending money, the airplanes are packed. People are on vacation, can't get hold of anybody, you know, because they're all traveling. So I don't think we have a third quarter recession, maybe fourth, but I'm really looking into the beginning of next year when, frankly, I think people are going, that's around when the extra stimulus money will probably run out. People forget that if you look at, and this is not my calculation, it's Bank of America's analysts, so they think that we have about 8 more months of excess savings from the stimulus, from the various stimulus packages, still to work its way through the system. So we may not actually see the recession until maybe second quarter of next year.
You know, that's an interesting point. There's a lot of money was thrown at the semiconductor industry, and then you have all this climate change money being thrown at various, you know, wind and solar and whatnot. Business equipment, which is a very important indicator, okay, that's building capital for future growth and worker wages. Business equipment, as you know, is up 10.8% in the second quarter, right? That's a big number. But what's so odd, John, is that in Q1 it was -8.9%. And in Q4, it was -3.5%. So you see this big bulge in business equipment, and it kind of makes me think that's reflecting, you know, one-time government assistance. I guess a lot of it's semiconductors, but not all of it's semiconductors. There may be some, I don't know, infrastructure money in there. There may be some climate change money in there. What you think?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of climate change money in there. Remember, in the Biden administration's head, this are all mixed up together. We say infrastructure, we mean roads, bridges, that sort of thing. They mean let's build, you know, Green New Deal type thing.
Right.
So
right.
When they talk about infrastructure, they're not talking about traditional infrastructure. So yes, I do think there's a lot of that spending going on there. I do think that there was some catch up that the business community was still doing when we started to reopen factories, even just home construction started to come back online. I think that you saw a lot of equipment upgrading going on. And that also is probably more of a one-time thing. I don't think we're going to see that in the third and fourth quarter. That this is maybe we'll see it in the third quarter. But that this is a bit of a bubble in business equipment spending that we shouldn't expect to keep lasting, especially if you look, businesses are still not exactly, you know, when you look at things like the Philly Fed Manufacturing Survey, they say the economy still stinks, right? It's been negative for 11 months in a row. So, it's hard to believe that they're spending because they're, you know, they're full of verve about how the economy is doing. It looks more like there's some, you know, one-time stimulus things happening for that category of spending.
Yeah, manufacturing jobs have stopped growing. I mean, actually, government jobs are the biggest job creator. And you know what else in this report I was looking? After business equipment, John, 10.8, the next biggest increase was government, 2.6% at an annual rate. And on a four-quarter change, government is 3.8%, which looking is actually business equipment, 1.9. The biggest one on a four-quarter change is government spending. I mean, that's just...
a lot of that actually has to do with frankly, what's going on in Ukraine. If you look at what's going on in defense aircraft spending, we have actually spent a lot of money to produce, you know, additional weapons for Ukraine. So that is part of what's happening there. Part of it is also the, I would call the government adjacent categories of spending. If you look at things like hiring in social services, those have actually been quite steep. Those are, again, not necessarily, I would call, like, economic jobs. They're jobs where people get hired into, even if they're not working directly for government, they're more or less working for government programs when they're hiring into that.
Yeah, that's a super point. Social services, community services, healthcare services, so much of that is government-based. Now, John Carney, what's your assessment of these inflation numbers?
So I think it's always welcome to see inflation coming down, but I think people are getting ahead of themselves thinking that we are on a downward track. Remember, inflation went way down last summer as well and then picked back up. I'm worried about that happening again, especially when we see the consumer numbers as strong as they are. We see Biden doing everything he can to prevent people from having to repay their student loans. A lot of people thought that was going to restart. It now looks like there's going to be enough give in the program that instead of everybody having to restart, you know, in August or September, it's probably going to be a 12-month runway, which means consumer spending stays high. The, you know, young people with student loans have a high propensity to spend that money. And, you know, they're not paying down their debts. They're actually, in some cases, borrowing more money because they don't have to pay back the money they already borrowed. And so I think that's going to support consumer spending in an inflationary way in the months ahead.
One more, John. Gasoline prices nationwide back up to $3.75. West Texas crude, $80, and looks like it's heading higher. What do you make of that?
We had China grew much slower in the first half of the year than people thought it would. That kept down oil prices. China is now going to attempt to rev up its economy. That will push up oil prices. And so this is, you know, we're probably faced with this for the, you know, next 6 months, at least $80 or higher.
All right. John Carney of Breitbart, the Great Business Digest, every day, folks. It's a must read. Thank you, John.